Now, here are the 5 tips to saving more money right now from my blog, etjourney.com, under Rainy Day Funds. Open a savings account, and if you have direct deposit from an employer or government entity, set up a recurring $25 every pay period or whatever you can afford. There are a few online accounts, just Google online savings accounts, that have been around for a while, like Capital One, 360, and they have a higher interest rate than a brick and mortar bank. That's the online savings accounts I'm speaking of. Check with your credit union too. The ideal is to keep it, your savings, from going into your checking account where it can get used before you know it. The time-tested formula of paying yourself first, set it and forget it. The second tip is know where your money is going by creating a budget sheet. Once you see where your cash is going, you can scale back as needed. If you prefer a journal, you can create one of your own with a composition book any dollar store has, or pick one up at your local bookstore or office supply store. Tip number 3. Open an online investment account like Acorns with very low maintenance fees, or Robinhood, which has no fees at all. There are also banks that offer to save your spare change, like Bank of America. Tip number 4. Get an accountability partner that will help keep you on track. Someone you trust and respect their judgment when it comes to managing money. Tip number 5. Set a routine of managing your funds and stick to it. Sit back and trust the process. As a last alternative, you can keep it under your bed, which is not recommended. Just remember to not touch it until you have reached your goals. And I've already discussed my tip for couples. So if you're enjoying the information so far, consider donating as much as you can. Every bit helps us. Keep creating and sharing. That's it for this episode. Until next time, wishing you peace, love, health, wealth, and prosperity.